Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
The tobacco industry's business model. Step one, get them young. Nearly all smokers start by age 18. Step two, make them lifelong customers. Over half will die from smoking. Step three, find replacement smokers. Step four, repeat. Step one.
The tobacco industry will stop at nothing to get kids addicted. But if kids don't start, smoking stops. Join the fight against tobacco at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Well, pretty good day for cattle futures. We were up $1.80 in the October live cattle at 126.82. There was a 124 and 125 trade in the south here in Oklahoma and Texas. So steady to a dollar higher than last week's cash trade. And up in Nebraska, there was some 126 bid. So that was a little bit higher. So the October live cattle reflecting that here. They go off at the end of the week. The December live cattle are $1.92 higher at 131.45. The highest level going all the way back to the beginning of September and hopefully kind of breaking out here of the previous trading range. October feeders, which go off in 2 days on Thursday, are 155.97, up 35 cents, relatively inactive and have been the last week or so. The next month out, the November's $1.30 higher at 159.77. January's 202 higher at 160.60. March is 205 higher at 161.70. So all the cattle futures higher on the day. Box beef at midday was up about $2 on choice at 285.14. Select down 4 cents, 263.15. I guess the big news is there are some cash steady to a dollar higher. Lean hogs are under pressure here, down $1.62 in December at 72.57. The February is down $1.62 at 75.15.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Grain markets were mixed today. Corn was 4 to 5 3/4 higher. December was 5.5 higher at 543.5. July of next year, 557, up 5 3/4. The beans were anywhere from 0.5 to 1¢ higher. November front month beans up 3/4 at 1238. The January beans up 0.5 at 1247. They had a pretty big range. They were about 8 cents off their highs and 8 cents off their lows on the January soybeans. Chicago wheat 2 to 7 1/4 lower, with December 7 1/4. So the front end was the weakest here at 752.25. Now the July of next year down 3 3/4, 759.5. Kansas City wheat anywhere from 0.5 lower to 1¢ higher. July was 766 3/4, up 1¢. And that is a new high for this move and a new high for the contract today. So quite a bit of momentum here on the top side here, making new highs without any real resistance above us. Minneapolis wheat was down a little bit here, down 5.5 at 1021. And then cotton futures were up 17 in December at 108.71. The March is 31 higher at 106.87. Currently, the stock market's up a little bit. It's up $1.13 or 113 in the Dow, 35,735. December crude's up 79 cents, 84.55.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.